This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
All right. Let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Bow.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Bam, 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 bam.
Everybody get high.
Jason, I want to let all of the sensitive people know you picked the wrong show. All I got is raw, hurtful
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's LA Live for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this of this station. How did your boy on the pregame show? I mean the postgame show do it. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, long time listener, or what's the saying there? Was it a first time caller, long time polo?
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Way to go, sir.
He's in his Bradshaw era.
Yep. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Let's take a swig of this Topo Chico real quick.
Simply Lemonade is really good too, Lucius.
Okay. So I've been super addicted to the roasted peanuts as of late.
You got the belch, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. I cannot wait to. It feels so good. Yeah, but the roasted peanuts and all that salt has my mouth all dry, so I'm drinking the Topo Chicos. I'm not thinking it's helping at all. I don't think it's helping. Hey, do you fellas know what it means to gun butt someone?
Hit somebody with the butt of your gun?
Hit somebody with the butt of your gun. You're absolutely correct.
Nice.
Come up here and get your sticker. Put it on your folder. Show your mommy when you get home.
Gold star or cookie?
Yeah, which one you want, buddy? Yep, gun butt. Butt someone. Hit somebody with the butt of their gun right there. Let's go to Money Earning Mount Vernon, which I believe Puff Daddy is from. Money Earning Mount Vernon. I could be wrong. But I believe Money Earning Mount Vernon. Home of Puff Daddy. Anyway, we had one inmate shoot another inmate while both were inside the police van. How did one inmate get a gun to shoot another inmate while both were inside a police van? Not sure.
Did we rush one of the guys, grab the gun and fire it?
Well, there are two police officers that were placed on desk duty because of this incident. But, I mean, if it was, I don't know what's going on here. The van was transporting prisoners to their court appearances, then back to jail.
Inside job.
So this man was already in jail. One of the prisoners ended up shot in the leg. Apparently a prisoner named Luis Soto snuck a loaded 22 revolver. 22. Not too big. A little pocket rocket 22. Into the bus and had it on his person the whole day. I mean, in court and all, this man had a gun with him. Snuck it. Now, this Luis Soto dude is no good guy. He was already in custody for child sex abuse charges.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a nasty dude. Nasty guy here, but we don't know how he got the gun in there. Let's go to PIX 11 News up there in the great state of New York to see what's happening.
Sources are telling me tonight that gun was stashed in this prisoner's buttocks, and he...
Whoa. In the buttocks?
The old boofer.
Wow. 22. Bro, he had a 22 caliber pistol.
He's gaping.
My man's been through a lot.
Hid up there so long where he made it through the metal detectors. He was in court the whole time, wasn't uncomfortable and squirming. Wow. Like, I can have some uncomfortable draws on, bro, and it ruins my whole day. Yeah. This man had a 22 caliber.
Sources are telling me tonight that gun was stashed in this prisoner's buttocks, and he managed to get into this prisoner transport van undetected after he saw a judge. And now two police officers are in the hot seat, and another prisoner is in the hospital tonight.
Yeah. No, that prisoner was on the hot seat, apparently.
Wow. Gunshot wound to the leg. The shooting happened while the prisoners were being brought to the jail inside of a Mount Vernon police transport van 7 o'clock last night. Officials say that the person was shot by a fellow prisoner who'd smuggled the gun into the vehicle on his body. Police say,
by the way, if I smuggle a gun, a 22 caliber pistol, in my buttocks, I'm getting more than a leg shot off.
Yeah.
I'm getting more than a leg shot off, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we put in a lot of work together.
You've been waiting all day to do this.
My breathing's got to be right and everything, the lubrication to get it there, bro. Like, are you kidding me, fam?
Soto was the man who had the loaded 22 caliber revolver. But how it got past multiple layers of security is what's being investigated right now.
Yeah.
The officers reported hearing a single gunshot from the rear.
From the rear.
From the rear.
From the rear, bro.
Oopsies.
I mean, was he handcuffed when he went ahead and pried that thing out of there?
That's what I'm saying.
So now, out.
Yeah. Now we got a new definition for gun butt, by the way. New definition.
I mean, can you imagine, like, getting the handle in there?
The whole part.
Yeah, because it's not in his buttocks as a point of clarification. That'd be the rectum, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be
Up there, fam.
Unless it was a rather large gentleman.
So barrel and handle outside, I believe. That's what I would
like dangling.
Think. Yeah, handle in the crack.
I think this is just exploring the limitations of the human anatomy.
Yeah,
you know, I think like back in the day in ancient times, like that very intimate pocket back there was a great place to stash valuables.
Hilarious.
I'm serious.
Is that why they call it booty?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, she'll get that booty.
I've heard of a pocket pistol. I guess that would be a pocket prison pistol. I don't know. A prison pocket pistol? Oh,
I don't know.
That's just...
Keep workshopping it, though. I'm liking this.
I like where you're going.
Quite a stinky story.
Very much.
A prison purse is hilarious. A prison purse, bro. Stop it. Play it.
I mean, could you get through a metal detector? Doesn't it cut through skin?
Right.
When you go for an x-ray, they can see inside your body.
Yeah, when you stand in... Yeah.
I think there were multiple points of negligence.
I think there was some non-paying attention to what was going on.
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, maybe he fails the metal detector and they patted him down and were
maybe,
like,
maybe
you just don't want to have to handle that.
Maybe
right?
As a prisoner.
Yeah, you're good, sir.
Maybe as a prisoner he doesn't have to go through the metal detector. You know, maybe they feel like that they're, how would they get any weapons, you know?
This investigation is still going. Yeah. I wonder the investigation is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I want to follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
How did this happen, sir? Show us, please.
Investigation is wide open.
Yeah, well.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh. All right, let me get a little toxic right here.
Hey. Oh, no. Here we go.
Hey. Hold up.
This isn't funny.
By the way, this is a Puff Daddy song.
Yeah.
In the real version, it features R. Kelly. It's a Puff Daddy and R. Kelly song together, bro. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, 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 oh. That's like toxic juice all over you, bro.
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. Must have been a hell of a party.
Jailhouse Rock. TMZ reported that President Trump is thinking about freeing Puff Daddy.
He is.
Today, the White House Communications Office said that story is not true.
Oh,
no, it's okay, Broadus. You're still right. Because TMZ doubled down maybe an hour or so after that and said, no, we're standing by our story.
Yeah.
A high-ranking official told us President Trump might make it happen and free Diddy.
Yeah.
Damn. I guess he was on Diddy Island, too.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Jeez, man. By the way, where is that list? Drop that list. Anyway, according to a TMZ source, Trump's staff is urging him not to free Diddy. Don't do this. This is a bad look. But the high-ranking official says, Big Trump does what he wants, dog. Trump does what he wants.
Pretty much.
That's just a little update on that situation right there. By the way, they're considering Mark Sanchez's time as the Jets quarterback as time served if he gets.
Yes.
Also, the Paris prosecutors say the jewels stolen from the Louvre are worth an estimated $102 million.
Yeah.
Damn. I cannot wait for the movie.
Fascinating how they did this.
Crazy good diagrams on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Would they pull up a truck with an extension ladder?
Yep.
And then they break into the second floor. Yep. They're out in 5 minutes.
Yep.
What'd they get?
A bunch of jewels from with the French royalty.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Like a tiara, some necklace.
Necklaces, some bracelets. Yeah. Now, I was shooting, you know what? I'm going to do the Carfax on those jewels because sometimes those kings and queens and those high-ranking officials or whatnot, they have jewels that have been stolen. Yes, they've been stolen. Grave robbers, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You sure don't. That's a fact, Jack.
Sometimes they make replicas.
They sure do.
And send those, and they keep the real ones.
Yep. World War II, a lot of art was stolen.
A lot of art.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure was.
Now, you don't take something like this without having a buyer already, right? You don't take it and say, I'm trying to find a contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a job.
We got some high-level comms going on with, high-priced art dealers.
That's crazy. I don't know how you resell this with all the world looking for it. And I'd be scared to go steal it, even if I had the expertise or whatnot. I feel like I'm being set up. Hey, I want you to go to the Louvre. and take this French jewelry. Yeah, right. I'm not doing it. What else we got for you boys?
I mean, you're risking it all, really. If you're looking at 20, 30 years in prison.
The police out there are saying that they're going to catch somebody eventually. They said there's too many cameras and everything. So they're going to get somebody eventually. That's what they said. Stand by.
Yeah, they'll track those closed caption TV cameras all the way back to when you left the neighborhood that morning. You know, here he was, and they'll follow the car all the way. There's all sorts of cameras out there. Red lights, ATMs, green cams.
Yeah.
Can't get away with a good heist these
days. Getting for you, bro. Stand back.
I think, you need to go find a Pierce Bronson, right? The Crown, what's the thing?
Oh, yes, the Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair. He's one of the, you ever seen that movie, Lucius?
Good one.
Yes,
Thomas
I
Crown
have.
Affair.
Yes.
He stole the art.
Yes.
I wonder if this was a job. I wonder if this was a job as a, hey, you have to do this. I always think of these things. Somebody was hired to do this, like, because they owed somebody something. You know what I'm saying? One of these things.
Like, this is your last job.
The boss needs a favor.
Like, either you do this job or we're going to do something. They're getting this held over their heads kind of a thing. Because you wouldn't just go rob the Louvre just on a – you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you just wouldn't do it. But somebody, as good as they did it, though.
Somebody held this over somebody's head. I think that's why we saw this job. That would be my guess.
I can't wait till the rest of the story comes out. I think there's a Netflix show just like this.
What's the one? Is it called The Heist? Was the one where they go and they dropped? What was the one?
They went to the Louvre. I got to like half of the first episode, and I was like, this accent, bro. I can't. What are you saying?
Yeah, there's one though. The thing like the Lufthansa Airlines, they stole a bunch of money from LaGuardia, that was a job in the 70s.
That's Goodfellas.
Yeah, they never figured it out. They never caught the people that did this. But what was the one where they drive in the little mini cars and then they
Italian
drop them?
Job?
The Italian job. There you go. You ever saw that movie, Eric?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Hold on.
That's weed.
Sure is.
One more before we get out of here. Even though I got like maybe four more, I'm gonna just get to one. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you have something you think I should be playing on the radio. Are you guys familiar with the great Opie and Anthony show?
Oh yeah,
Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, one of the originators. I was hearing about them 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think they're a syndicate guys.
The first shock jocks in a sense, almost. Yeah. At least up there with the first pioneers of shock jockey.
Yeah.
Well, they've been beefing back and forth on the timeline all weekend. Yesterday, you know, some things I seen on the timeline on a Monday, Friday. I seen Opie and Anthony just beefing with each other back and forth. And these fools haven't been on the air together for at least over 10 years. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
We got highlights?
I got a little bit. The show that started the Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays. Bam!
Okay.
Wednesdays. They had
second
a whole lot of beef.
Flash Friday?
Yes.
TD Tuesday.
Is this
just a play to announce a return?
So I was thinking that too. Are they beefing just to make something happen? I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
Now, they were at each other, so there was no sneak dissing. There was retweets, so maybe it's a ruse. Maybe they're playing with us. I don't know.
Next thing you know, boom, here's our podcast. We're back, baby.
Man, they have not. You're right. They have not worked together since 2014.
No. Apparently, Anthony is doing like a weekend radio show on an AM station, and Opie is beating him up for it. Say, you ruined our careers with all your racism. Let's see. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. They were fired for reporting that the mayor of Boston had died one time. That's one of their shocky jockey things. Yeah. Anyway, Opie right here is calling Ant pathetic, says his career sucks. Listen to all of this.
Guess what, Ant? Your career sucks too. Oh, you can say you're doing better than me. Congratulations, you're doing better than me as you do a weekend shift on an AM station. Congratulations. But in the end, your career sucks too. And stop blaming me and everybody else for where you fell with your career. You blew up your career because you were stupid and you couldn't keep the racism down. Dude, you had the skills and the humor to be as big as Joe Rogan, but you couldn't push that racist crap down. All you had to do was push it down, and you couldn't do it. With me or without me, you could have been on the same level as a Joe Rogan. Wow.
It's crazy how many of these iconic radio tag teams, two-man booths, hated each other.
19 years they were together.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, since like the 1995 or something like that.
1995, yes, sir.
Gosh. 1995. Yeah, they fell apart. Yo, it is crazy how people can work together and straight up hate each other. Yeah. I see one thing about bands. It's like some people are in bands together that they don't share a dressing room. They don't show up to the venue on time. They only see each other on stage. We do what we have to do and then go our separate ways until the next situation. Oh, man.
A lot of fighting for creative control, egos, and success.
Yeah. I do have another Opie clip, but I don't have time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out here, y'all. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. And happy hour is wrapping up, but they got a late night happy hour, 10 to close. And if you like this this kind of food, Shell Shack is the best place in DFW to do it. Okay, speaking of the TDs, where are we going, boys?
Let's do it. It's time for TD Tuesday, the best calls from the weekend in college and pro football. That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.